Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is always right. Everything he does is well thought out. As we follow him, he guides us into more victory, more joy, more knowledge. We need him. We need his ways. He makes things so plain, so perfect. When you follow God, when you have the peace of God, I said it in a Sunday school podcast we have now because of the pandemic. We have a podcast for our Sunday school, and one day the Lord had me to share that when you're in motion, when you're doing the Word of God, you're speaking this Word, you're believing him for something. You're praying for people. Anytime you act on the word or speak it, you're growing. You're developing and changing. And the peace of God is fellowship with God. And I was talking about how peace works. The Lord taught me something about himself. Everything he does, He do it out of three attributes: love, holiness, and wisdom. And he taught me how holiness and wisdom, they keep love in balance. And love and wisdom keeps holiness in balance. And wisdom and holiness and wisdom keeps love in balance. Just like love and wisdom keeps holiness in balance. They all three balance keep. They work together. This is how God makes decisions. And everything else comes from those three. So when you have the peace of God, we follow the peace. That's how you know it's the Holy Spirit, peace. Kenneth Hagin taught this years ago. When the Holy Spirit speaks, there's a peace that with his word. No matter what he tell you to do, there's a peace with it. Peace is fellowship, not only with God, but his decision. And his decision is always based on love, holiness, and wisdom. So when you follow the peace of God, you're following the perfect balance of love, holiness, and wisdom of God. So when he gives you something to do, follow through with the peace. Peace is the first gift. When God tells me to do something, the first thing I have and notice is his peace. And I decide to do it, and it increases. And when I do it, it makes sense. It's in perfect alignment with the wisdom of God. I'm doing it because of the love of God. And God is holy. He'll never tell you to do something unholy. It's always going to be perfectly holy. And that's how you know you're following God. And it's measurable. You can tell. You can judge it yourself. If it don't line up with the love of God, God didn't say it. If it don't line up with the wisdom of God, he didn't say it. If it don't line up with the holiness of God, he definitely didn't say that. Because the enemy talks too. And the only way you're going to know the voice of the Lord is to fellowship with his word. The word of God is the knowledge of God. The word of God is the holiness of God. The word of God is the wisdom of God. Expressed to you. The world is trying to do something altogether entirely opposite. They don't operate by love. That's why people get off the bus. When you deal with the love of God, people want love. They want God's love on them while they do what they want to do. But see, the love of God also requires you to do what God would do. The love of God is not opposite against the holiness of God, and it's not opposite against the wisdom of God. So the true love of God that God shares and brings on us all suggests that we can do the same thing. And when people live in rebellion, they don't want to love others. They're trying to figure out how to get God to love me while I treat people like I want to treat them. and they become lukewarm. And when the rapture comes, the rapture is a divider. It's a perfect divider too. In heaven, God don't make mistakes. He's not going to do this song and dance again. There's not going to be another insurrection like Satan caused to happen. One sinner could pull it off. If he let one sinner in heaven, they could start another insurrection. We'd be right back where we was before Adam. But God's not going to do this again. It's never going to happen again. This is going to be dealt with once and for all. Daniel said that would be an end of sin. And now it's Christ came to end sin, not just to save us, but to end sin also. And we're at the brink of history. This is the brink of history. Well, your day, you're living now, this is the best time you could ever possibly live. You have a chance to do to live towards God and represent Him. And if you do, you'll go down in history as one of the people who not only survived the world but thrived in Christ. And you rebuke the enemy. Your love rebukes the works of darkness. And when you walk in love, you cause people to, you bear fruit for people that want it. And they'll live. You're causing other people to live. So not only did you break through, you're helping other people break through the darkness and judge sin all at the same time. See, the way we judge angels, we come to God out of darkness. And we didn't have as much information as they had. And the angels that fell, they fell away from God in the light. And now they work against us to hinder our purpose, and people are no different. People that once loved God, that when they fall away, they fell away in the light just like the angels did. And they start doing darkness. And they allow themselves to be tools of the enemy. But those who follow God, they overcome the darkness. See, we fulfill the law by the love of God, by living the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God. We follow the peace. You follow the peace, you follow God. I like to make things simple, because cold religion has muddied the waters and made things look so out of reach. That's what cold religion does. In fact, everybody that sides with Satan, for whatever reason, they do what he does. And it's always been this way. And the Lord gave me this last Saturday. I was listening to Russ Dizdar. I got the True Legends Conference, and I was watching the first one. And I was listening to him, and I saw it. I saw the MO of Satan. Satan, in his first, when we first met him, he was trying to prevent Christ from coming. This is why Cain killed Abel. Anybody that follows Satan, they work together with him to kill, to prevent Christ from coming. Cain tried to kill Abel because Abel, Cain's reason was because he was jealous against Abel, because Abel gave God a more perfect sacrifice, and God had respect to Abel's, the younger brother, and no respect for the older brother's offering. Cain offered God vegetables, his best vegetables, but Abel, the best of his flock. Because there was no blood, there was no life in what Cain offered. Abel was saying, God, I need you. Cain was saying, look at me, God, I can give you something. So he was jealous against Abel. and killed him. Now, Satan's motive was to stop Christ. Satan saw that Abel had reverence towards God, and maybe he might be the seed of woman that might put me to an end with God's help. Not only Cain, but everybody who sided with the enemy, for whatever reason, they followed darkness, they did what the serpent would have them do. And those who follow God, they worked to be a blessing to bring Christ to humanity. Noah built an ark. Abram left his country, his kindred, and his father's house to go to a land that God was showing to bring about Christ. And he didn't fully know it, but he did it by faith. He followed God. He followed the peace. And everybody who operated against Christ at that time was operating to prevent Christ from coming. All the nations that went against Israel, from Pharaoh on down, the religious doctrines of Baal, they were to prevent Christ. The enemy used them like a tool in his hand. They may not have even known the depth of what they were doing. And maybe they did. But anybody that becomes lukewarm, they operate on Satan's side. Now, once Christ came, everybody who was against Christ wanted to kill him because Satan wanted to kill him. And now Christ has come. He can't kill him. It's impossible for Satan to kill him now because he got up from the dead. He can't die. And we got up with him. We can't die if we follow him, especially if we follow the peace after being born again. And Satan, no, we run him off all the time. That's why the false prophet's hiding now. He can't get away. He can't reveal himself. He'll just be defeated in the sight of all public, in the sight of humanity. And his deception won't be any good anymore. So he's being careful. The Antichrist is alive. I know he's alive. The prophets have said so. Great men of God, the Lord told him he's alive. He's alive now. Some people know who he is. But he's hiding because he can't do nothing with the living church. So the MO of Satan now, after he says he can't kill Christ, is to work against the light that we carry. If he can get us to be lukewarm, greedy, lustful, prideful, then the lights are off. And he can make us, he can seduce others against us. And he's already talking evil against the people of God, the Christian people of God. And he's muddied the waters. But see, when you turn the lights on brighter, everything that's wrong, you'll see it for what it is. When a man and a woman have a good marriage, a thriving marriage, that speaks volumes to the world. That's light to the world. People that don't have that kind of marriage will be jealous to the point of envy. But it also, the light gives hope to those that want it. And so when you live according to God's word, when a child in school, he's a good student, he excels, he's going to become the boss of the people that won't study and do what they're supposed to do. Diligent people, they carry the light of God's word, especially if they're born again and they live according to the love of God, following the peace, living according to the wisdom and holiness of God. They fulfill the law. They live a life that the devil can't shut down. So when you follow God, this is who are you siding with? If you live according to the living love of God, you're siding with God. But if you backbite, talk about the boss, talk about the president, talk about the Congress, talk about people and anybody, then you're working against, that's letting Satan play you. And you're working against the light of God's word. But when you do the word of God and love all people, not just the good ones, but the bad ones, you love everybody. You represent God to everybody. And you don't ever say the evil things against people. And people are going to try to get you on board with their grief. But when you handle it God's way, you're living the light. You're not letting the world shut down your light. And Luke, people that want to be lukewarm, they're treacherous anyway. You want to be, you don't want to be reckoned with them. People that say they're Christians and do something else and do the world, don't go to lunch with them. You confuse people. You know, you're not just known. Ben Him once said, you're not just known by who you run with, but also who you avoid. People that want to commit adultery, fornication, they backbite. Don't run with them. The person that's a known sinner, that's doing things, it's better for you to go to lunch with them, because they don't confuse people, to help them. When you're trying to help somebody and you love people, people can tell. But if you go to lunch with a backbiter, guess what people are going to think? They're going to say, well, you must be a backbiter too. Some people love God and some people don't. Some Christians love God and some Christians have been compromised and they love the world. Now, as you go forward doing the will of God, doing the things of God, operating according to His perfect will, you're going to see life in a much greater way. You're going to enjoy the victory and all the fellowship of as you follow God, you're going to enjoy His fellowship, His ways. You're going to do things according to His word. And you're going to be blessed and cause other people to be blessed as well. But when those who follow the world, they don't do that. They do things otherwise. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.